1620 94.5 WTAW. Bryan ISD administrators are now letting all residents weigh in on proposed campus boundary changes. It's after the latest committee recommendations are shared with school board members during their December 5th meeting. Associate Superintendent Barbara Yabara said parents involved in focus groups since October were asked how important it was to have entire elementary schools move on to the same intermediate school.
We talked to parents, we talked to teachers, and we asked them how important is it that an entire elementary school attend the same intermediate school, and they actually said that wasn't a deal breaker for them at all. It was more important to balance schools as appropriately as possible and have kids attend the school close to them to the extent that we're able to do that as well. That those were higher priorities than an entire elementary school attending a singular intermediate school.
Associate Superintendent Barbara Yabara said among recommendations from parents of elementary school students meeting in focus groups since October included moving some from Houston to Mitchell.
This came directly from parent feedback. That actually those two streets that are there, it's Bellinger Court and Wolfpack Loop, I believe. Those two roads were built and those areas developed after the last zoning, and so they were just in the Houston zone, but they are in fact sidewalked all the way to Mitchell Elementary. And so the parents said, could you take a look at this? And so absolutely we can. We even expanded it a little further than that to account for any future building that took place in that area, so we weren't back at this table again with the same situation.
Associate Superintendent Barbara Yabara talked about increasing the student population at Kemp Elementary.
Kemp Elementary sitting there relatively, it appears to be underutilized at 54%. It's important to note here the capacity of Kemp, that's that far left-hand column, they have a capacity much larger than the other elementary schools at 911 students. It's also important to note that Kemp Carver is the home of traditionally our early childhood programming for early childhood special education classrooms. And so while the numbers may be low, the classrooms are occupied because those students require a different ratio and different equipment. And so we do see that while it does say 54%, it's not necessarily reflective of the utilization of that building.
Superintendent Ginger Carabine brought up reducing the student population at Branch Elementary from 89% of capacity now and projected to go to 126%, down to 70%.
I just want to point something out that came up over and over at the committee. Branch Elementary in particular, we know is overutilized. And you'll notice that we took it down to 70%, and that's in anticipation of projected enrollment. We've hired a demographer who's looked 10 years out. So we know that there are houses being built at unprecedented numbers right now.
In the prior year, I think she added 125 students.
Exactly. So we knew we needed to take it down far enough to allow for more growth over the next several years. So that's why you saw such a drastic drop. We do expect it to fill up again over time. We just needed to make room for those new kids coming in.
Superintendent Ginger Carabine brought up teacher input from Long Intermediate about the benefit of opening the new Sadbury Intermediate to reduce the population at BISD's two current intermediate campuses.
And some of the teachers at Jane Long felt like even with a high percentage of at-risk students there, just the sheer notion of reducing enrollment by several hundred kids would allow them the opportunity to differentiate instruction and really give them the attention they need. That's been part of the problem with intermediate as it sits today, is the volume. There's so many kids in those two buildings. So by breaking them into three buildings, I think we will be better at meeting the needs of all kids, not just at-risk kids, but our highly gifted and talented students. And I do know that it's been very popular to leave dual language at Jane Long and embed it into the redesign of the academy. So
yes,
I think that there will be the best of both worlds, meeting the needs of kids who are advanced academics as well as at risk.
Superintendent Ginger Carabine also said these boundary changes should remain for a while.
We don't anticipate it shifting that soon because we had the demographer look 10 years out. Because the worst thing you could do is change boundaries every other year.
Well, that's why we did the branch, and then Houston also has available space. But in those two areas, which affect Jane Long and Sam Rayburn, you may see those demographics shift based on that.
Yes, but shifting and all the houses coming to Bryan is a really great problem to have. Mm-hmm. It's a sign of progress and growth and that people are choosing to raise their family in our wonderful community.
Absolutely.
A link to the BISD district-wide boundary change survey, which allows those completing the survey the opportunity to participate in focus groups, is at WTAW.com.